and it started, they'd be closer to the ground, you know, so the chickens couldn't get in the yard.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd get high and make it a little high, nothing, you know, couldn't get over.
I see. Yeah. But did you have one, you know, maybe that was the ones that kind of had little pieces of wood that kind
of... No, I was just a plain thing.
I see.
Yeah.
Talking about picket
fence.
Yeah, you're talking about pickets that come up. No, we didn't have a picket fence, we had a plain fence.
I see, okay. Yeah. Now, back to where would you keep the hogs?
You had a... Well, and then when I lived at home, they run out in the woods, you didn't have to keep them up.
Yeah.
They just run out on everybody's land, you know. Everybody had land, they just let them out, and in the fall they'd go down on the creek and kill them. And of course, if they had any around the house, they had a place, what they called the hog fence, you know, the fence had a real poultry, you know, and they had a fence in there, and you fed them in there.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. But most of the time, they had it all run out in the woods because nobody didn't plant nothing what they had all under the front fence, you see. And then in the bottom, they'd go down and fall together, they'd go down there, they'd stay 2 or 3 days, kill hogs, clean them down there.
Yeah.
All the men had a house, what they called a smokehouse.
Yeah.
They saw the meat down, and so many days they took it up and washed it in hot water and hung it up and smoked it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got too smoked, then they'd take it down and put it in shucks and put it in a big box.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Corn shucks?
Corn shucks.
Oh, put some more salt on it.
Yeah. Do you remember what would you keep the chickens in?
They just run out in the yard on the outside, but they had a house at night. They called a chicken house, they roost in.
I see.
They had a house covered, you know, all walled up, you know, with the walls. And they'd go in that night and roost, and they'd come out, and next day they'd just run out all over the place, and you know, you'd have to keep them up.
Did you have a place for the little ones?
Yeah, they'd have cooked what they call little ones. When you'd set a hen, you know, and she'd hatch. Well, you had a cook, you put her in the cook, you know, before she couldn't get out with a little chicken, till they got big enough to follow her good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Now, you had maybe a place where to keep the cattle. Would they come in? Did you have a...
Well, see, when I come on outside, what cattle they had run on the outside on the range, what they call a range. And we'd have a milk cow too, maybe they'd keep them in the pasture. If they didn't, they'd run out and they'd come up every night and you'd put them in a pen and milk them the next morning.
But this range, it wasn't fenced in?
It wasn't fenced in.
I see.
No.
Would you have a place where you let them go, you know, a shelter kind of thing?
No. No, they just went in the woods, didn't have no shelter.
I see. And what about a place where you talk about a range? Did you have a fenced-in area, maybe a place around the barn where all the animals could walk around together?
No. They just that run out on the range.
Never had a lot.
I had a lot to put the mules in, but the cows and horses wasn't in. I mean, the horse cows wasn't in there. The cow pen was on his back, and they'd come up out of the woods and let them in and milk them. But they had a fence for it at night when the horses went, and they had a shed for them to stand on the mules.
Yes, ma'am.
But the cows didn't have none to stand under.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But you let them out in the what, though?
Just let them out in the open, in the woods, on the range, you call it.
At what? Pasture?
No, just call it the range on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And they kept the horses up in the pasture. What looked like we go around here, you call that a pasture.
I see.
Yeah.
Was it fenced in?
Yeah, it is fenced in.
I see. So a pasture was fenced in?
The fence was fenced in, but the other cattle and things run on the outside, what we call that. They just out in the open, you know, in the range, you know, what they call it now.
I see. Now, what did you, when you wanted to get a hen started laying, what would you put in her nest?
You put pine straw.
You
make nests, you know.
Yeah.
You take nests and you put pine straw in it.
Uh-huh.
Put it up on the ground about that high, long nest, 4 or 5 in a, one, you know, a long trough, right, and put partitions in it. Now, here it's covered, and they go in there and lay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Did you have, maybe you might put something in there to...